News Radio WJPF, Southern Illinois' number one for news and talk. It's 8:22. Senator Dale Fowler's joining us this morning. I warned him before we got on the air, had a lot of stuff to talk about, so we're going to have to go fast. Hi, Dale. How are you?
I'm good, Tom. Thank you. Had a good week so far this week. We had a great blood drive on Monday. It was very successful. Really appreciate everyone who participated in that. Working hard on Southern Illinois Treasures and Southern Illinois Made and just trying to keep things moving forward, my friend.
All right, and I know there's a lot of that right now. The GOP says we should move forward. Particularly, I'm seeing press releases from members of the House saying we need to return to Springfield. We need to have a special session. We need to address ethics reform in this state.
Absolutely, and I'm all for that. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get back to Springfield. We've been... we've introduced meaningful ethics reforms that haven't been able to go to vote yet, or much less even a hearing, actually, the Senate Republicans have in the past. And, you know, we as elected officials, you know, we must hold ourselves to a higher standard and work together to, you know, ensure honest and ethical state government. So, you know, this needs to be a bipartisan initiative. There's an ethics commission that had been formed. You know, we're ready to, get to the table and do what we can to get our state back on track, especially ethically.
You know, yesterday the announcement by IDOT, the road construction projects, $21.3 billion, 6 years. It's a lot of money. And the reason I want to, there's a couple of items I want to talk about this. One is I know you've been in these working groups, and some of those have involved revenue working groups. I know you were on the casinos, and they admitted that the gas taxes are down because of the quarantine and reduced business and all that. So gas taxes are down, but they're still planning on spending $21.3 billion. First off, what working groups are you involved in when it comes to revenue, and what are you hearing in those working groups in that respect?
Well, I've been on some of the budget working groups and economic development working groups, and as you mentioned, as well as the gaming working groups, since we have the Walker's Bluff Resort project here within my district that we're obviously extremely excited about to get that license made official so we can get the ground broken and get these jobs created and create some more revenues. And again, of course, this is over a six-year plan. This is part of the governor's six-year rebuild plan. And keep in mind that this is going to be revenue-based, right? So just like the Carroll project, there's $40 million in FY21 capital bill. We're not going to spend that $40 million the first year in FY21. So a lot of these projects moving forward, since they will be revenue-based, will be reappropriated. That would be the plan in the first year. So that's why you see this as a six-year plan. And you see, obviously, you're seeing a lot of construction going on in Southern Illinois. For every $100 million of investment, it equates to projected about 1,100 really good-paying jobs, not to mention the ancillary job creation that comes from that through, you know, the contractors and labor unions and such. So we're, you know, a lot of construction going on in Southern Illinois. We're very fortunate to that aspect because a lot of the other states don't have this luxury.
Yeah, it's interesting, when I was reading the stories on this yesterday, $21.3 billion for 6 years, saying they were spending $3.15 billion per year. That doesn't come up to 21. It comes up to 18.9, and I didn't understand that.
Exactly. I noticed that myself. I'm not sure. I haven't had really a chance to dissect this, but again, it's revenue-based, and if the revenues aren't there, then there would have to be reappropriations, obviously bond sales and such, and to be able to continue to move forward. So, yeah, but that's for this current fiscal year, the $3.15 billion. So then the $21.3 billion, my understanding is that is over the next 6 year or the six-year plan. So the $3.15 billion is what's estimated for infrastructure improvements to the state this fiscal year.
You know, you talked about this just a couple of moments ago. Caro, $40 million port project moving forward. There was the announcement of some federal money for sewer and water projects there earlier in the week, I think $1.3 million. But ramp that up, right? Was it $40 million for Caro?
Actually, it turned out to be $44 million. There's $40 million in the Illinois Department of Transportation budget, and then there's $4 million in the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity budget. So the four million is more shovel ready dollars. That's really the dollars that we project that will be spent on the continuing the finalization of the design, engineering, and permitting process. If you remember, Tom, going back into FY19, there was $1 million in the FY19 budget allocated for the port project to start that exact process of the design, engineering, and permitting. And all that money was not utilized in FY20, so then it was reappropriated into FY19, so it was reappropriated into FY20 to continue the designing and engineering. So we're off and running. If it hadn't have been for getting hit in the nose with this fastball with the pandemic that we're battling right now, this announcement would have already been made. We're planning to have this announcement soon down at Fort Defiance at the confluence of the amazing Mississippi and Ohio, and get the shovels in the ground and get this project. Our hopes were to start clearing the site actually the latter part of this year, late fall or early winter. And so our investors, because this will be a public-private partnership. That's the exciting thing about this project. And the job creation is going to be tremendous. The ancillary job creation and business opportunities are encouraging. There's people buying property in Cairo as we speak. They've had a tough time. Actually, there's an investor that's in coming in from Colorado today that's been spent many, many days in Southern Illinois that's actually going to be putting a new restaurant in Cairo. So, there's hope. And if this is, again, this is a regionalized economic development project that the whole region, and with having Mississippi, Kentucky, Tennessee all signed letters of support for this project, the projections are through the companies that we're working with, through the port consultants and the gurus of the industry, so to speak, in New Orleans and Florida. They really want to turn the confluence of Mississippi and Ohio to the nation's port for river port transportation. Those opportunities are growing each and every day to transport by barge, because it is the most economical form of transportation there is in the industry.
All right. Here's the thing. Senator Dale Fowler joining us this morning. I read a number of press releases or a number of stories about federal money for ports in the United States, literally under the Defense Act, but no mention of Cairo, and conspicuous in its absence, Senator.
Yes, I'm not sure why Cairo wasn't mentioned. I know we have federal support. Dr. Ben Carson was down in Cairo last year, early part of last year. He's extremely excited about the project. In fact, one of his first questions was, why is it taking so long to get a port here at the confluence of the Mississippi and Ohio when you can transport the containers and aggregate and grain, liquids, straight to the Gulf of Mexico, lock free? Well, sir, that's what we're working on. But this project has gained nationwide attention. In fact, I was in a meeting in St. Louis yesterday with the Waterways Journal, which is the Bible Journal, the Bible publication magazine for waterways transportation, and they've written a couple of really good positive articles about this project and are excited about moving forward with this project to help us continue, not only nationwide, but this is starting to gain some worldwide recognition. And we've been contacted from all over, some other parts of the world about this project, because they see what this will do, especially as we are strategically located right here in the Midwest. So, maybe a lot of it has to do with the fact that the federal government knows that the state of Illinois is taking an aggressive role in this and to get this port built. And as we continue to build it and we continue to announce it and we continue to make, get construction underway, and we continue to announce our private partnership that's going to be investing in this project and bringing their companies and their jobs right here to Southern Illinois, you're going to see a lot of enthusiasm. So I couldn't be more excited for Southern Illinois. We do have a long way to go. This has been one of my major projects since I've been a member of the General Assembly for the last 3.5 years. But to be able to have an opportunity to create opportunity is exciting for all of us.
Now, here's an issue, and it's been coming up. I've talked with both pro and con last week specifically, and we're going to be hearing a lot more in these coming months about progressive tax or fair tax, whatever name you want to call it. It's a tax increase depending on, of course, where you draw the line. Senator, progressive taxes, November ballot, your prospect here, because, and I want to talk to you about it in this context, Dale. We're broke. Something has to be done. Is our progressive tax the answer?
My concern and our concern as Republican Senate caucus, as we take a cumulative stance on this, Tom, is, I voted against putting the progressive tax on the ballot. And my concern and our concern is that this will continue to possibly run our job creators out of the state of Illinois. I have been a lot of the job creators in the region know that I'm kind of an economic development based type of a legislator, and I work hard to try to create opportunities and create jobs and bring new business and new industry into the area. And they are concerned the fact that why would I bring our company into Southern Illinois or into the state of Illinois, you know, as the progressive tax continues to increase. And the fact is for the people, I believe it's 10,000 up to 100,000, it's only going to drop by 0.5%, 0.5%. So it's not going to be much of a decrease for those making minimal salaries. So it's going to continue to raise the taxes on what we feel are going to be the job creators. And I have been contacted numerous times. We all know that, you know, what the stance for the Illinois Chamber and, you know, those chambers, their stance on this progressive tax and the fact that it just concerns me. And as our business taxes continue to increase, when our neighboring states, such as Indiana, is continually dropping their business taxes because they're lobbying. So, hey, you know, come over to Indiana. So I just, you know, we're trying, you know, we've had a stigma of being not a very business-friendly state of Illinois, and it's imperative that we have to do everything we can for our job creators so we can continue to grow our economy and work hard. We have a lot of great projects in the horizon. We have been set aside. We have been held up due to the pandemic of COVID-19. There's no question about that. Our revenues are going to be down. Our revenues are down due to it. But we continue to have to work toward the future because, you know, when we finally settle down, we have opportunity here. And all we're doing, Tom, and I've mentioned this many times, is we're taking advantage of the opportunities that lie right here in Southern Illinois with the confluence that we have with our incredible terrain, our state parks, our federal parks, our tourism. Tourism is an all-time high. I think you've been watching my Southern Illinois Treasures Initiative.
I have.
And as we go around these incredible sites and we talk to people that are there, that are coming from Wisconsin, from Alabama, from Chicago, from Indiana, from Kentucky, all over the Midwest to visit Southern Illinois. A lot of people don't know that because they don't have the opportunity to meet with them face-to-face. And invariably, every time I go to one of these sites, you know, I go up to these people that are there, say, hey, where are you from? Or I look at their license plates, and they say, oh, we come here every year, or we come here once a month, or, you know, so we're just taking advantage of what we have to offer, and then good things will translate from that. I'm totally confident of that, Tom.
Dale Fowler's joined us this morning. Dale, we've got 60 seconds left. Quickly before I let you go today, virtual Southern Illinois Made, is that on? Is that site prepared? Is that moving forward too?
We are moving forward. I have been on conference calls each and every day for the last several months. Of course, you know, this would have been our third annual Southern Illinois Made Expo. Last year, we had 3,500 people that came to the pavilion in Marion to see all these incredible Southern Illinois-made and manufactured products and destinations and historical sites. Unfortunately, we had to cancel it, but I wanted to keep the momentum going to promote Southern Illinois and Southern Illinois products and destinations. So we're doing a virtual series. We're actually going to start, my Springfield staff is actually coming down on Friday and start touring talking with some of the businesses to start our video shoot. And on Monday, we're going to start going around a lot of these companies and a lot of these businesses and destinations and start our virtual Made Southern Illinois Made Expo. So hopefully we can keep the momentum going. And you know what's encouraging, Tom, is we talk and our staff talks to these businesses that have participated in the fact about what the impact it has made on their company from being a participant in the Southern Illinois Made Expo initiative, the contracts they've gained, the exposure that they've received throughout the region, throughout the Midwest. And that's what this is all about, to continue. Again, all we're doing is taking advantage of what we have, and that is incredible Southern Illinois-made manufactured products, hardworking people, and dedicated to business climate and to continue to promote their business. And that's what we're going to do. So, yes, to answer your question, Tom, it's off and running. We're going to start a video series Monday. It'll be on our SouthernIllinoisMade.org website. You can go to that now and see who's participated in the past. And we want to continue to do as much as we can to raise money for our veterans from this initiative. The first 2 years of the expo, we have now funded an entire flight for an honor flight of Southern Illinois. And we're working toward, I've always been committed to keep this veterans base, to support our veterans. We also want, I've been talking with Honor Flight. Unfortunately, they're not having a flight this year. So we're talking about possibly directing these funds this year. We won't be raising $52,000 like we did last year. But if we can raise a few thousand dollars and help our homeless veterans, or do whatever we can to help our veterans and our veterans organizations that have been impacted by the COVID-19 virus, then that's what we want to do.
Quickly, a listener just texted in about the progressive taxes, saying, will the progressive tax affect the businesses or just the employees making the income?
Well, it will affect the employees making the income, but also keep in mind that our business taxes have been increasing as well. So that's the reason why you're seeing states like Indiana being aggressive and lowering their business taxes each and every year. Indiana lowered theirs this year, and they're lowering it again next year. So that's what we have to be cautious of. So it's not only about the progressive tax, it's also about the business tax that's being taxed on these businesses. So we have to continue to support our local business, our local economy, shop local, and do everything we can to improve the business climate of Southern Illinois and keep our job creators here and do everything we can to bring more job creators into Southern Illinois.